you. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Oh, let's go.
We'll do it live!
You're listening to Tiny Unit Live on Real Punk Radio. Log in and join the chat as I dive into the stacks of wax, broadcasting live from New York City, right here on realpunkradio.com.
Fucking thing sucks!
You've been warned, dude. Bring it.
America, fuck yeah. That's the theme to the motion picture World Police. And good evening. It's Tommy Unit Live. I'm doing a very special post, 4th of July. America, I'm going to debunk America tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I should be on MSNBC tonight, right between Rachel Maddow and where, you know, I don't know who's on after him, that other guy, the blonde-haired dude. But welcome back to another Tuesday night here on realpunkradio.com. I'm going live right here out of New York City, and stick around because I'm going to be debunking things like Independence Day, July 4th, 1776, Christopher Columbus, witches being burned at the stake, Thomas Edison, well, like Thanksgiving and, I don't know, founding fathers, all kinds of shit. So stick around as I lay the facts down. But let's get into the first set of music. Here's a little... let's see, Patriotic America, I guess. Where's My America? It's a little bit of ska from the kick-ass street punk from the Czech Republic. Here's Pipes and Pints. Where's My America? Until we die right here on Tommy Unit Live, heard only on realpunkradio.com.
Because of America. revolution will set you free. He thought for a moment and he spit in their eye, saying freedom for you, hey, freedom for I. Cause when you fight for me, you take away my autonomy. Recognize adversity if everyone wants to be free. Let's go. And a family. She loves the world, yeah, she loves it a lot. She knows what she wanted and she wanted what she got. But Danny, you're deaf, you see. Cause this revolution will set you free. She thought for a moment and she said, you're right. I've got an idea, now let's start a fight. Everybody's here to lead. Don't speak for me, just speak with me. Recognize adversity if everyone's to be free. Let's go. And it might not agree on what exactly freedom means. But when freedom for one is oppression for two, throw out the one and let's start anew. And everyone is deaf, you see. Cause this revolution will set them free. Think for a moment and make your choice. Make sure it's your own and not another's voice. Cause when you fight for me, you take away my autonomy. Everybody's here to lead. Don't speak for me, just speak with me. No one is free till everyone is free.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Fading American Dream. That's Street Dogs from their Fading American Dream album. Came out back in 2006 on Brass Tacks Records. And I think those guys are presently on the Vans Warped Tour until through the end of the month. And before that, Broadcast Zero on Freedom off of their album Some Concerns Regarding This Revolt. They're out of Ontario, Canada. You can check them out at BroadcastZero.com. Kicking that set off, the Czech Republic's own Pipes and Pints, Where's My America, from their Until We Die EP. And those guys are a favorite around here on RealPunkRadio.com. But hey, God damn it, these aren't very pro-American songs, because I'm here to debunk some of the American history that's been driven into my head since I was a little kid, and probably still driving it into the fucking heads of kids today. And we're going to start off with the 4th of July, Independence Day. Myth is the Declaration of Independence was signed. Fact, it is not, we were not an independent country on July 4th, 1776. America was not actually free from the British until the American Revolution was over on September 3rd, 1783. Until then, America was not recognized as an independent nation. And, you know, I mean, the Declaration of Independence, it was approved on July 4th, 1776. But the it wasn't actually signed until August 2nd, 1776. My flag's not going out until August 2nd, motherfuckers. And we're going right into the next set of music. Here's Rocket from the Crypt, Straight American Slave, right here on RealPunkRadio.com.
Just a privilege of ancient guarantee. It's the best, it's the second, but all but the needs. Continuation into what I'm entwined with the power till the day I die. Now they hit a sweet.
All right, rock and roll out of Brooklyn. That's Born in the Scent, American Man from there. Who called this beautiful album, man? Before that, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, punk rock and roll, Dillinger 4, the Great American Going Out of Business Sale from their Midwestern Songs of the Americas album. That thing came out back on in 98 on Hopeless Records, and kicking that set off, Rocket from the Crypt, Straight American Slave from their Group Sounds album. That one's going out to Jerry in the chat, because great minds think alike, Jerry. That's all I got to say. Great minds think alike. Let's see, what's next on the myth-busting list? Christopher Columbus discovered America. Yeah, right. I don't think so. The first Europeans to actually, like, set foot on the continent were the Vikings, led by Leif Erikson, 5 centuries earlier, man. And his quest, Columbus, was actually, like, to reach the West Indies instead of... he ended up landing in the fucking Bahamas? Way to go, dude. And from his connection, of course, eventually, you know, the genocide of millions of Native Americans as the white man came and attempted to take over the region. So there you go. Christopher Columbus did not discover America. It was the Vikings 5 centuries earlier. Let's get into the next set of music. MC5, American Ruse, right here on Tommy Unit Live, heard only on realpunkradio.com.
I told you in school about freedom. When you're trying to be free, they never let you. They said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get you.
Free. Save the home of the brave. Here they call me a queen. America so scared of me so bad? What is America so scared of me so bad? What is America so scared of me so bad? What is America scared of me so bad? Your authority and your power has turned us sick and sour, and your justice is a lie, and we're gonna fight until you die. Why is it so straight and me so bad? Why is it so straight and me so bad? Why is America so straight and me so bad? Why is America so straight and me so bad? Take off, take off, take off. What you gonna do? The mafia in blue, hunting for queer niggas and you. Take off, take off, take off, take off. Time for a switch. Army of the rich, not the fucking slaves. We'll piss on your grave. Take off, take off.
Is that 1990 and the Sub Pop record label? That's L7 American Society from their Smell the Magic album. And before that, MDC with Dead Cops, America's So Straight from their Millions of Dead Cops album, a punk rock hardcore classic from 1982 in our Radical Records. But kicking that set off, the MC5, American Ruse from back in the USA, and of course that's from their 1970 debut album. And let's go with another myth to debunk right here. We got like, what, I got like 25 minutes left. So let's kick Thomas Edison's ass a little bit. Some people say Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Not only did he not invent the light bulb, he didn't invent like a lot of the things that were actually like, you know, he was given credit for. He was a total shrewd ass Mr. Burns type businessman, and that allowed him to like steal patents and ideas before the original inventor was actually able to do it. Because, I mean, before his actual patent for the electric light bulb in 1880, man, electric lights had been invented back in like 1840, dude, like 40 years before, man, by a British astronomer and chemist, Warren De La Rue. So Rue kicks Edison's ass. Let's get into the next set of music. Dropkick Murphys, The New American Way, right here on Tommy Unit Live, heard only on RealPunkRadio.com. A rock and roll classic going back to 1976. That's The Runaways, American Nights, from their self-titled The Runaways album. And I guess I did a little research and I learned the Blondie bassist, Nigel Harrison, played bass on that. I did not know that. So, you know, while we're debunking things, let's get back. What are we going to talk about next? Let's see here. Here we go. Thanksgiving. Imagine, if you will, the image of Native Americans and buckle-clad pilgrims crowded around picnic tables with piles of corn and juicy fat roasted turkeys. No, I think the only legit part of that is that the pilgrims and the Native Americans did actually, break bread and play together after surviving the particularly harsh-ass winters. And Squanto did save their asses by teaching them how to fish, hunt, and grow and preserve crops. So that's true. That much is true. But beyond that, I mean, most of the other stuff you hear, total fabrications, man. First Thanksgiving was not actually the first Thanksgiving, because such gatherings like that never actually came around until way later in American history. And, you know, the things we put on the table today, pumpkin pie, turkey, that was, no, didn't have that. Dried corn, venison, fruit, and poultry. What the fuck kind of Thanksgiving is that, man? I mean, that's what went down in Plymouth Town, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait. And the pilgrims didn't even wear black and white. And there is no Santa Claus or Easter Bunny either. Let's get into some more music. Here's Reagan Youth, USA, from their Youth Anthems for the New Order album, right here on Tommy Unit Live, heard only on realpunkradio.com.
Shifting my mistakes. Red, white, blue, and slicey doesn't mean you're really free. And USA for anarchy, not bullshit democracy. I want total liberty. I want peace and anarchy. It goes out of action. Won't want them into slavery. Your standards and authority, how can you think you're really free?
That's pretty much a given here on tonight's theme. Green Day, American Idiot, from their 2004 American Idiot album, seventh studio album in their lineup. And before that, New York City's own Degeneration, Sins of America, from their self-titled Degeneration album back from 1994. And kicking that set off, another punk rock hardcore classic, Reagan Youth, USA, from their Youth Anthems for the New Order. And those guys out of Queens, New York. And that baby came out on our Radical Records. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Unfortunately, I don't have time to debunk any more American history, even though I got like five or six more things here in my notes, so don't even get me started. But I'm gonna go take a volume and have a little beer and relax for the night. But I want to thank everyone for listening. Stick around for the Drunken Dumb Show with Twitch and Mittens on Fire. And of course, you heard the greatness of Drazzle kicking Tuesday nights off here on realpunkradio.com with the Patio Punk Show. Stick around. Drunken Dumb is next, as I just said. And we're going to wind it up with a little band called the Devil Dogs with their song Rock City USA from their 30 Sizzling Slabs album. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And good night, And God bless Real Punk Radio.
Come on, kids. Everybody ready? Going down to Rock City.
USA, Rock City, USA.